Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer, Mia and Eliza with your 8am Zlines. Over 1.7 million Queenslanders have been vaccinated against influenza this year. This is almost 400,000 fewer than in 2022 when the state government introduced its free vaccine program. The program, which is funded by the Queensland government, has cost about $47 million over 2 years. Doctors and researchers say better marketing of vaccination programs and more focus on combating vaccine myths will lead to future success. Brisbane's upcoming metro bus transport system is pegged to expand to the city's outer suburbs in time for the 2032 Olympics. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner and Queensland Premier Stephen Miles will today announce the long-term plan for 22 additional stations, including Springwood, Capalaba, Castledean and Brisbane Airport. The government will look to fund a new bus depot to service the northern suburbs of Brisbane. The total cost of the project is not yet clear.
In national news, leader of the National Greens Party, Adam Bandt, has announced a range of what he's calling Robin Hood tax reforms that will be taken to the next election. The first portion of the reforms would apply a 40% tax on excessive profits to big businesses when they pass their first $100 million, and closing loopholes in the petroleum resource rent tax by reducing eligible deductions, adding a 10% royalty onto offshore projects. Bandt claims that if the resource industry had been adequately taxed since 2012, Australia would have secured an extra $35 billion in revenue. Poison-laced carrots to control rabbits in Adelaide are likely killing other native wildlife. Landowners have suspicions that the poison have led to the reduction in bandicoot sightings around the area. The carrots laced with pinedone is a hemorrhaging poison that kills rabbits, but is toxic to native species such as rodents, marsupials and birds. Tim Robertson, who rents out a popular ecopod, says that this may be the reason bandicoots are being seen less of. Adelaide residents are working together to find a solution to this issue.
One of the biggest cold fronts of the year is set to blast through parts of Australia, bringing damaging winds north of 100 kilometres an hour. Severe weather warnings have been issued for New South Wales, South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania. The wild conditions are set to kick in on Wednesday morning, with gusts as high as 130 kilometres an hour. The Bureau of Meteorology has warned Victorian State Emergency Services to be alert until at least Thursday morning. For your local weather today, Brisbane is clear and sunny. It is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.